The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard. It's Monday, December 19th, 2022. And depending on where you are, we could be facing some very, very nasty winter weather this week. And temperatures in some areas are dipping to 30 degrees below normal. Now, I didn't say 30 below zero. I said 30 below normal. I looked at the map, too, and I went, whoa, wait a minute. What do you mean we're going to be minus 14? Then I looked at the title of the map. It said temperature variation. So you had to kind of decipher that to kind of try to freak you out. Weathermen on crack. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. Some of you are already getting snow on the ground. Hope you got your snow blowers ready. And please be very careful while you're out shoveling snow. We don't need heart attacks out there from overexertion. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. You wanted a white Christmas, right? You might get one. 20% off of OptiVita Basic Essentials. That's what you need to keep the immune system in its peak condition. Nutritional support and protection from OptiVita Basic Essentials. 20% off through the end of the month. That's our little Christmas present to you. 10% off all OptiVita products, 10% off North American Urban Spice products, and of course, we still have, believe it or not, the Winter Wellness Bundle, and that's two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D for 53. That's how much, $53. 24 silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million. Don't forget to add those to your order to complete your winter wellness bundle, because we got them here at the Power Mall. And this is what keeps us rocking and rolling here. We appreciate your donations as well. We have a Give, Send, Go account at the Power Hour. Today, we're going to do news and open lines for the first hour. And then the second hour, we have two guests. Martin Moyer, who's been with us before, president of the Christian Action Network, is going to be talking about an America without God. An America without God. One nation under Satan, indivisible. No, it doesn't work like that. Without God, there could be no form of American government, or American form of government, rather, no American way of life. We would see a godless society. Murder would be legal. It could soon come to that. We'll talk to Martin about that. Scott Powell, who's an expert American historian, he's been on the show before, will be joining us to discuss how the climate cultists have declared a war on farming and food. We can't stress it enough about buying your emergency food supply. We have Heaven's Harvest, and we sell it here at the Power Mall. And you can call 877-817-9829 if you want some. And today's a three-cup of coffee day. I got my Texit Now coffee mug for those of you that are going to be watching on Rumble and Brighteon. And the more our government screws around with our lives, the more we want to just like, hey, you know what? We don't need this government anymore. But there are still people in power that don't want to let go of the control. And we have to convince them, hey, we could secede. And you could still be president of the country. Wouldn't that be a good thing? How about if we just vote you in as president, Governor Abbott, and you just let Texas secede from the union? And then you go down and you shut that border off. Do what you're supposed to be doing. Don't pussyfoot around here, Greg. You know, that's the sort of thing I'm talking about here. Because, I mean, we're all, look, I took an oath to the Constitution when I went into the service. I get it. I have talked to so many law enforcement, so many veterans, and they're having a really hard time wrestling with the idea of the oath. Yeah, they did. They raised their hand and they said, we're going to uphold and defend the Constitution. But if the government is not protecting and defending the Constitution and they're trampling all over our constitutional rights, why do we have a government? and just be glad you're not in Turkey, because Turkish President Erdogan, the mayor of Istanbul, who's running against him, he's very popular and far ahead of the polls. So what did Erdogan do? Jailed his main rival. Sentenced to 2 years, 7 months, and 15 days of prison and banned from politics. Well, there's a great way to win the election. Just jail your opponent so he can't run. See, that's what they're trying to do to Trump here. That is not, I don't believe, going to happen. This January 6th committee is a joke, and I just don't believe it's going to happen. What really surprises me, though, is all the people like Kinzinger, crybaby Kinzinger, he's not running again. He's retiring. All well and good for him. He'll sit in the background and make jibes and, you know, various comments. He'll still sit there and whine, which is what he's good at. Liz, of course, is no longer by Liz. She's out of the picture. Benny Thompson, however, the chairman of this joke committee, is still there. I don't know why people don't wake up. Apparently, they want stuff for free. Gotta love that. And Bill Gates, of course, is planning for a new catastrophic contagion. It's called Sears 25. Has nothing to do with air conditioning or how cold your refrigerator gets or how much electricity or energy you're going to save. No. SEERS stands for Severe Epidemic Enterovirus Respiratory Syndrome 2025, which primarily affects children and teens. Ding, 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 ding. Yep, you want to trade it for what's behind door number three? A new car! Yeah, right. Not an EV, please. No. I think I'll stick with the fossil fuels, thank you. I'm not going to pay $20,000 to replace a battery. That's a minimum they want these days. But this is what Bill Gates is calling the catastrophic contagion. And it's a simulation. Yeah. Enterovirus D68, but worse. And we've got a video that you can watch that says, get ready, Gates, John Hopkins, who simulated another pandemic. You see, they aren't bashful about coming out of the closet. And no, they're not cross-dressed. No, they're serious about everything they're doing, and it's in your face. They want it in your face. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, you just wish they would dry up and blow away, but it seems like they got more money than they know what to do with. But they're not together anymore, because apparently Bill couldn't keep it in his pants, and he likes minor kids too. I mean, he hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. What do you think? Why do you think Melinda divorced him? Think about that for a minute, Billy boy. We don't trust you. In fact, most of the world hates your guts. Yet, see, because you have money, you think you have all this power. But you see, if we have an EMP, you have no more money, Bill. You have lost control of all that money. We're all on a level playing field if we have an electromagnetic pulse. Sometimes I wonder just how much Americans are really prepared. And if they survived an EMP attack, question is, for how long? Would they outlive their government? As much as these people in D.C. seem to think that, you know, we'll have martial law. Really? Martial law is only as good as your ability to enforce it, Uncle. Talking about Sammy up in Washington there. You know, because Bonehead, who's in the White House, he can't enforce anything. He says something, everybody says, nah, yeah, go away. We don't believe you. You've lied to us. You and all your cronies have lied to us. You told us our border was safe. We know damn well you're a liar on that. They want to impeach Mayorkas, Dorcas. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is launching What's Going On. Oh, we just got a tip. Tom Brady is in Las Vegas. Did Tampa Bay trade him? Did Tampa Bay trade Tom Brady? Or is he just a vacation? Is he just Tom Brady in Vegas? Right. Okay. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I just thought I'd call in. They had that climate meeting in Montreal, and what they want to do, I didn't think it was too good. The nations that were meeting in Montreal, they want to restrict one-third of the planet. So I kind of thought, geez, what's one-third of the planet with their climate agenda? And we're heading into an ice age, so they're worried about the Earth warming 2 degrees centigrade. And actually, you're going to have this winter, the temperature on Earth is probably going to fall 3 degrees centigrade due to the ice age that is upon us. And I do not like the goals that they're trying to implement, especially the restrictions on the farming, which you were just talking about. I have several people that I keep in contact with up in North Dakota, and they're just squashing everything. The carbon capture theory of putting carbon back into the earth when this world is carbon starved to begin with is absolutely ludicrous. CO2 is not a pollutant. It is not a pollutant, and it was reclassified under Obama, and I don't know why nobody else is going back and fighting CO2 is not a pollutant. We're kind of stuck here with this worldwide agenda. Yet again, they're worried about what humanity is doing to the earth, and they don't even take into consideration. We just had two major volcanic eruptions. Why doesn't the climate people go after sulfuric dioxide then and classify that as a greenhouse gas?
I've got a great idea. Yeah, Tom, I got a great idea. I got a great idea. Why don't we get all those climate change activists to go and climb up to Mauna Loa or in Yellowstone and sit on the edge of the crater and all sing Kumbaya as it erupts? Then they can get a taste of global warming firsthand. Wouldn't that be great?
I would prefer, like Biden always says to the people in the crowd, don't jump, but I would say jump.
gotta love it. Thanks for your input, sir. I appreciate that. All the way from Vegas, too. Wow. Time to drain the swamp, according to Viktor Orban. Everybody knew EU was corrupt before the scandal. Yeah. The corruption scandal at the heart of the European Union has seen a VP of the European Parliament arrested, among others, and the offices of two human rights organizations shuttered as Belgian law enforcement probe officials possibly are being paid off as part of an influence operation by the Sharia government state of Qatar, which is hosting, well, it's not hosting the World Cup anymore. Argentina has won the World Cup over France. And, of course, the Argentinian goalie, if you were seeing the headlines, decided to take the whatever this trophy or whatever it was, looks like a hand, and put it on his crotch and sit there and start thrusting forward, if you can get a visual on that, like he's dry humping something. And, of course, the people over there found it very distasteful, like the church lady on Laugh-In. Takes all kinds. American tourists stranded in Machu Picchu as deadly unrest sweeps Peru. That's the headline. Yep, political crisis. You know, you can't tell people not to go on vacation. They'll walk right into the middle of the brouhaha and go, oh, what's going on? And then they get shot at, kidnapped, held for ransom, you know, taken out and back, beat to a pulp, castrated. God only knows what they'll do. And the women, you know, they could be sex trafficked. You people need to start thinking about what your potential future could look like if you travel abroad into an area where the Secretary of State probably warned you that there's some garbage going on you don't need to face. So you need to be paying attention to it, and you need to be researching before you visit somewhere. Hundreds of international travelers, including some Americans, were stuck in and around Machu Picchu. The government is racing to secure transport to the nearest airport this weekend to get them the hell out of the country. You know, I just don't understand why people think they need to go places where there is potential political unrest. Hell, I mean, America may turn into the same damn thing. We may have so much civil unrest going in here. And look at it this way. If you have the military, part of them are woke. Part of them took the jab. Part of them realized that, hey, you lied to us and you gave us a flu shot when it was really the jab. Now there's no more mandate. You're not going to rehire those 40,000 people. But those 40,000 people who left the military based on principle that you didn't rehire that shows you what our Congress thinks about veterans, because they didn't provide, you know, for them. And I am a vet, so I have an axe to grind with that, too. And now, so you have all of the vets up in them our heels that are getting really disgusted with the way our government is behaving because of the fact they don't care about our constitutional rights. They keep passing laws and enacting edicts that basically violate every tenet of our Constitution. So, and we keep voting them in. Why do we keep doing that? Is it because they're rigging the elections? I mean, you look at the bare-bone fact of what could be happening. It's highly likely that they've got the elections rigged, and so therefore they're just playing games with us. Maybe they are. Think about it. Many of you in the United States of America have been pummeled with snow. Thousands, tens of thousands, of, as a matter of fact, of customers across New England and New York are without power. And, of course, now that is about to turn into a major winter storm, according to the National Weather Service. Here we go, weatherman on crack. I can't help but use that term, and you know why? Because I wrote it out through Hurricane Irma down in Florida, and I got to listen and watch a weatherman on crack, unmitigated gall, shut up and do what you're told. That's what he basically said on TV. Like, he's God. He's the authority. And I'm just like, dude, you're an idiot. Let's do a little. I got to do some Dr. Evil. A-hole. All right. That's what I thought of that weather guy. I don't mind telling you it was from Wink News, Wink Weather. I don't mind telling you that. I mean, it was the most blatant violation of my civil rights having some weatherman tell me to do what you're told. I'm like, you never saw anybody flip the TV off with both fingers? Yeah, if you were in my house, you did. But the National Weather Service is warning this week, you're going to get a major storm system. All the way up to Christmas Eve, heavy rain and snow blanketing most of the country. So what do? Well, if you're smart, you're going to disconnect your garden hoses and drain them so they don't freeze and crack. Then you got to go out and buy new garden hoses, but you're going to disconnect them from the house. And they sell these little cheap $2 covers for your faucets that you really need to put on there, like I have on mine. And you need to make sure that if you have exposed plumbing anywhere outdoors, that you need to acquire some heat tape and plug it in. I understand that if you have no electricity, then that's a whole different animal. But, you know, obviously, if you are in one of those northern states, you should be prepared. And I'm hoping you got enough fuel, because this could get nasty. We're talking about temperatures in some areas into minus single digits. A judge overseeing an Arizona electoral lawsuit has ruled that Carrie Lake can appoint an inspector to analyze a small selection of Maricopa County ballots to see whether or not there's anything funny going on. Her lawsuit alleged hundreds of thousands of illegal ballots infected the election in Maricopa County. And so, you know, we have to have it for Carrie Lake to properly prepare for trial, which is set for tomorrow. And of course, Maricopa County has filed a motion to dismiss her lawsuit, basically saying that it's pure speculation about what might have happened. Yeah, I know. Meanwhile, in the Lone Star State, Governor Greg Abbott expressed alarm yesterday about a surge in crossings if Title 42 is allowed to expire this week. That'll happen Wednesday. He's calling on the courts to step in. You know, it's amazing. Abbott got on ABC's This Week on Sunday. Why ABC? Why the mainstream media, Greg? I thought you cared about us. I thought you were going to go down and shut the border and rebuild the wall. I thought you had all these tens of millions of dollars to do that were donated for the purpose of building the wall. Yet my guys are telling me that there's nothing but 6-foot high chain link fence with a little bit of concertina wire tossed in for good measure. And they're just walking right through it, cutting through it like butter. Really? Greg, look, if you want to run for president, for God's sakes, quit your position. If you want to be president of the Republic of Texas when it secedes from the Union, maybe you need to start talking to Daniel Miller and some of those folks about supporting a referendum this coming November. The North Carolina Supreme Court has blocked a voter ID law over discriminatory intent. That's right, Senate Bill 824. The reason was, part of a panel of the North Carolina judges basically said that the bill ran afoul of equal protection clause in North Carolina's Constitution, which states no person shall be denied the equal protection of the laws, nor shall any person be subjected to discrimination by the state because of race, color, religion, or national origin. That was a narrow 4-3 ruling. Now, of course, if everything changes over in January, that may be reversed. We don't know. There's a January 6th defendant out there, Edward Kelly, who's 33 years of age. He is from Tennessee. He and another guy, Austin Carter, apparently stated that they were going to mainly conduct recon missions and assassination missions of FBI agents. You know, doing it is one thing, broadcasting it to everybody and to let them know what you're going to do. People, you know, I wonder about the gene pool these days. The witness understood Kelly's statements to be referring to assassinations. Really? Wow. The DHS, that's the Department of Homeland Security, has redacted critical details about anti-disinformation activities, according to Senators Grassley and Hawley. They have charged this in a letter to DHS Secretary Dorcas Mayorkas. Oh, yeah, the border's safe. You believe that? Got some swamp land and... yeah, wherever. Pick it. Hey, we're at the break. El Paso and Denver are freaking out because Title 42 is going to bring all these extra people. And they can't handle it. You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the migration either. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Well, we're back at 34 minutes after the hour, by the way, of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back to this segment. Going to focus a little bit on the economy here because everybody knows it sucks, but just how bad? Well, your government lied to you again, apparently. Yep, that's right. The labor data, according to the Philadelphia Fed, may have been overcounted by as much as 1.1 million jobs. Yeah. Oh, come on, you guys up there in D.C., go pat yourself on the back. How many jobs you created? You know, it's really funny. They don't want to take the blame for the bad stuff. They just want to pat themselves on the back for the good. This government is just begging to be made fun of. That's why I do it. These morons don't know how to count. 1.1 million, boy, that's grossly overcounting, don't you think? See, another lie. This is another reason why we can't trust them. Yeah, I know. And you say, oh, you're anti-government. No, Krieger's not anti-government. We need governments to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. That's been my mantra forever and a day. And again, you know, I'm talking to all these people that took an oath like I did when they entered the military. And they're having second thoughts. about what our government is not doing, which is protecting our constitutional rights. They keep passing bills that keep violating them and causing us to have to file suit over and over and over. Yeah. Oh, and we've got, you know, like Tom says, we got climate change. No, we don't. Yeah, climate change. You're about to enter the ice age. Yeah, this week, the United States is going to get a real taste of the ice age, and we'll see. How many people are prepared for this? What happens if we get a little precip? And what happens if all of a sudden power lines start caving in because they're freezing? And all of a sudden thousands of people are without power like Texas suffered in 2021, February. How's that going to work out? I'm sure a lot of you probably have generators handy. Please don't fire them off indoors. We don't want people suffocating from carbon monoxide poisoning. And, of course, Elon Musk has now decided to enter into the realm of economics and says auto loans could be the source of the biggest financial crisis ever. And what are they looking at? Well, the auto financing market may be under stress. Several experts now are calling for a massive wave of repossessions early next year. Yep. Teslas may also be repoed, according to Musk. Yep. Potential auto loan crisis. And, of course, the CEO behind the account, this is an anonymous Twitter account, car dealership guy, revealed an extremely alarming trend among auto lenders. The CEO behind the account claimed many lenders are ignoring red flags associated with loan applicants who are already underwater on a prior auto loan, and they want to basically pay off their note. And a lot of them want to trade down. They want a four banger. You know, what do they call them? Rice burners? Yeah. Oh, my. Yep. So, yep, Musk and everybody else now is seeming to think that there's going to be a massive wave of auto repossessions in 2023. Well, if you can't afford to make your car payment, I guess they're going to come and take it, right? It's what happens. And, of course, now those who receive Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, are slated to receive their second of two December payments in about 2 weeks, totaling about $1,755 in SSI benefits for the month. Recipients, and not everyone, will get a payment of $914 on December 30th after they got an $841 payment on December 1, according to the Social Security payment schedule. In your email blast, we will provide a PDF of that link so you can go look at it. And, of course, the Federal Trade Commission has fined Epic Games, maker of the popular Fortnite video game. We told you about that this last week. Fined them more than a half a billion dollars to settle allegations of privacy violations and unwanted charges. You see, what they do is they use dark patterns or design tricks to dupe millions of players into making unintentional purchases. So Epic is going to pay $275 million for violating the COPPA rule. And they're going to have to adopt a strong privacy default setting for kids and teens, ensuring voice and text communications are turned off by default. They're also going to pay $245 million to refund customers for their dark patterns and billing practices. Agency, we're talking about the FTC here, says the largest refund for a gaming case and biggest administrative order in history. Yeah. You see, that's going to be replaced if they can sit there and whack Dr. Eric Naputi, who we had on the show last week. They want a half a trillion out of him. That would be the largest award, which if I was Eric Naputi, I'd just bankrupt those morons. The heck with them. Oh, it's a fine. You can't bankrupt it. Well, whatever. Dave in New York, how you doing, sir? Good morning. Good afternoon, your time.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I don't know if they've pushed it through because while they're on top of the, you know, House of Representatives, they're going to do what they can. So, but at any rate, picture a book that's 400 pages long, okay? I mean, you know, that's a big book, right? How come when I go to pass a House resolution, it has eight times that many pages in it? 3,268 pages of H.R. 4350.
You counted them all.
It's you know, we got to read it to see what's in it. Rule by military.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Nancy Pelosi says we have to pass it before we know what's in it.
Yeah, okay. Don't. Anyway, add four justices to the Supreme Court or get rid of it altogether. So, again, you know, they've got enough plagues out there now. They've got to be up to seven. And you know what happens when there's going to be seven plagues, and they're just piling stuff on us. And when I was talking the other day, I mentioned, not by name, but if you ever watch Joe Rogan's interview with Musk, he tells you exactly what it is. And he smirks about it, you know, how they're going to inject us with these things and you know, put
the AI? Yeah, the brain chips.
And you will take it, and you will be, part of their machine. You will no longer be
Manchurian
a person anymore.
Candidate. Yeah, Manchurian Candidate kind of junk.
And one other thing, when you get into, you know, you hear about the gas shortage, and or there will be a gas shortage soon, but right now it's going to be the fuel oil. But they're running that pipeline, and I thought they stopped running that pipeline from Canada with all the tar sand and stuff in it, okay? But apparently they hadn't, and the reason being is that China owns $80 trillion worth of tar sand, and there's a loophole there. They can send it down to us and have us refine it for China, because as long as out of 30 loads that we make or whatever, one of them has to be given to the United States. So we're sending all the refined stuff that they want, that we want to, over to China, you know, because of some goofy little loophole. You know, the deck is so stacked. I mean, you know, and you've got to turn to God. You've got to get there because, you know, when I talked about judgment coming, well, and I hate this we stuff. We don't deserve it. The American people do not deserve it. Christians do not deserve it. Okay, so there's no we involved. Don't get anybody get wrapped up in, well, we this, we that. No, it's not you. It's these, you know, narcissistic sociopaths that are ruling the world. So, I don't know. I hope I cheered you up, Dave.
Oh, of course you do. All the time, Dave, in New York. We appreciate that. Thanks for your call. And see, I get it. You know, we really have to get right with the Almighty. Because at some point in time, and we know not the day nor the hour that the Son of Man shall come, it says that right in the Word of God. But everybody, their brother, wants to predict, oh, the end times are near. In fact, believe it or not, there's, what is it, 43% of those surveyed believe that the end times are near. Oh, my. Can you fathom that? 4 in 10 Americans actually believe humanity is living in the end times. This is according to a Pew Research survey. Pew. Whew. Yeah, really? 39% expressed the belief that humanity is living in the end times. And of those, 14% believe Jesus will return to earth someday and the world situation will worsen until then. Hey, poor, you don't have to be poor anymore. Jesus is here. Don't tell the devil. Remember that, Front 242? I should get that and play that for you one time. Feel like your life is going nowhere. Feel like your life is going nowhere. It's one of these house techno trance kind of songs from this group out of Belgium called Front 242. You can go on YouTube and listen to it. It's called Welcome to Paradise. And they make fun of modern day religion. And you just got to listen to all the words because they do all this preacher garbage inside the song, like the Bible says to keep your mountain alive. And you swear to God, you're listening to Swaggart and all these other people. Liberty University. Yeah, you're listening to them all. It's just craziness. Oh, in the meanwhile, in case you missed it, remember we told you a while back about San Bernardino County, California residents. They voted for officials to study secession from the far left California. They don't want any part of Newsom politics anymore. They want out. Well, good luck with that. What other state are you going to join? Are you going to become your own independent republic? The San Bernardino Republic. Imagine how that would work. I wonder if they're going to call Daniel Miller over text and ask him for some tips on how to peacefully secede. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Now, if you have pets, let's talk about the cold weather for a minute. Keep in mind, when you talk about how cold is too cold for your pets to be outside, stick to the facts. And rather than relying on phrases like, if you're cold, they're cold, to decide when it's time to bring the fur babies inside, you got to have time spent outdoors. And, of course, you don't want to leave them out there forever and a day. And we have tips for pet care to make sure the entire family enjoys the Christmas season together and not sitting there burying your pet because you left him out in the cold and he froze to death. So, you know, we don't want to do that. I've seen a lot of posts lately about people who are going to the shelters and adopting pets, and all of a sudden, days later, they're bringing them back. Folks, if you're going to give an animal for the holiday, like I said before, understand that that animal is going to be with you for quite a while. If you've got a senior, it's going to be with you for maybe 5 to 8 years. If you've got a young pup, they're going to be with you for maybe 9 to 15 years. Or maybe even longer. We have a cat out there that actually set a record 29 years. So, you know, they're going to be with you for a while, and they're just like a kid. They're like a member of your family. And I've seen people move away. I think one of the worst things I ever saw was when I was looking for a Texas vet piece of property, because I qualified for Texas vet. And we went to a place in South San Antonio to look and had some nice acreage, and they had a dog kennel in it, and there was a dead Rottweiler rotting away in one of the kennels that was left when the owners took off. That's pretty sad, folks. Pretty sad that you would leave and leave your animal there. In the health category, we've got some articles on vitamin D that you should pay attention to. It's the Pac-Man of viruses. And, of course, now we have OptiVita vitamin D, 800 IU, 60 non-GMO plant-based caps that you can take at the Power Mall. And, of course, the critical importance of vitamin D, you have to know the signs of vitamin D deficiency. Here's what it is. I mean, you've got to, if you really are doubting, go get a blood test. Because vitamin D affects genes that help regulate cell differentiation and apoptosis, or programmed cell death. Cells do have to die. That's how they reproduce. They, you know, it's a cycle. Just like man. Cells reproduce, man exists, man dies, cells die. Aching muscles, painful bones, fatigue, reduced muscle performance, brain health, poor sleep, sweaty head, hair loss, slow healing wounds, dizziness, heart problems, excess weight, recurring infections, reduced cognitive functions. Surprisingly, 80% of people with COVID-19 are deficient in vitamin D, which is why you need to stock up. That's why we have the Winter Wellness Bundle, folks. OptiVita Vitamin D, 800 IU, 60 non-GMO plant-based capsules. And, of course, how the wrong dietary fat can wreck your health. Oh, yeah, we're talking about that omega-6 linoleic acid. It's the most common fat in the American diet. Most people get 25 times more of this acid than they need. You only need 2 grams a day. The average American gets 50. Thanks to all that processed junk you're eating. And condiments loaded with omega-6 seed oils. Need to read the label. We have vitamin E, tocotrienols. And of course, we have a BitChute video for you to watch, and that will help you make a determination. And did you also know Dr. McCullough interviewed Stephanie Seneff? She's been on the show before on sulfur. We have OxySulfur, Mr. Oxygen Organic Super Sulfur, 100% pine tree lignin sourced organic sulfur food available on our planet. Because now they're saying that sulfur consumption reduces the risk of death. And if you don't get enough of it, guess what? Central to heart disease, muscle wasting, and altered glucose metabolism. So there you have it. Bone broth, Epsom salt baths, simple and effective strategies to boost your sulfur levels. And of course, there's a health article on breakfast or late night snacks. Which should you give up? Pick one. Come on. Which one is it? Breakfast or late night snacks? I think everybody knows the answer to that question. Less fat is burned when you eat a late night snack, which contributes to weight management challenges. So if you're going to sit there and get that bag of cheese puffs out, do it during the day when you can burn it off. Oh, by the way, if you read that article that we put on there about when's the time to exercise and get on the treadmill, it's between 8 and 11 a.m. Best time to burn calories is in the morning. Breakfast is the most important meal rather than late night snacks. Oh, I know those Cheetos, man. They're so tempting, aren't they? Big guy got so much junk in them. We've got an article on Geoengineering Watch. Dane Wigington has posted holiday weather, anyone? Geoengineered winter in its finest. Don't believe me? Just log in. We're going to send you a link to geoengineeringwatch.org, and you can watch the latest number 384 news update. We've also got an article from Marjorie Wildcraft, who will be on the show with us on Friday. Straw mulch versus hay mulch. In the battle to control weeds, add fertility, and improve water retention to your soil, is one really better than the other? Well, in a word, yes. You can read about that article also on our email blast. And, of course, now the Rutherford Institute has put out another article called You Better Watch Out. You better not cry, better not pout. Yeah, the surveillance state is making a list, and you're on it. Surveillance state is making a list and checking it twice. It won't matter whether you've been bad or good. You'll be on it whether you like it or not. Mass surveillance is the deep state's version of a gift that just keeps on giving. That article is also available just by simply clicking on the email blast that we send you. Same-sex Marriage Act, by the way, experts are warning the recently approved Respect for Marriage Act could end up being used to target and suppress people of Christian and other traditional faiths. Wow. Now you have a gay couple that goes to a baker. You know how that works. And the baker says, hey, I'm not baking you this cake on religious grounds. Next thing you know, he's in court. He's got to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Well, this particular bill voted on by the Senate, 61 to 36, and by the House, 258 to 169. The bill was signed into law today, repeals the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act signed by Bill Clinton that defined marriage as being between Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Thus now, my, how we've changed, haven't we? Oh, what a web we weave. And, you know, here's the thing. You can be as judgmental as you want, but the ultimate judge, as you know who, for those of you out there that are members of the body of believers in Christ, knows who's going to do the judging. Remember what he said in Romans 1, professing themselves wise, they became fools, and God handed them over to a reprobate mind. Yes, friends, and you are my friends. Yep. Yeah, that's how that works. In the area of COVID, Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has now been linked to blood clotting. And guess who put that word out? The FDA. Wow. Really? Now you're going to put it out? Something we already know. Tell us, Pfizer, something, or the FDA, the Federal Dumbass Association. Tell us something we don't know. Kind of going to make fun of them again. Oh, well, these people are such wieners. I'm being nice. I could use the D word, but I'd call them wieners, like Anthony. Twitter censorship contributed to destructive pandemic policies, and it's criminal, according to a former White House COVID advisor, Dr. Scott Atlas. As all of this censorship allowed lies to be imposed on the public during a pandemic that wrought untold damage worldwide. Well, see, here's the thing. With the last 2 minutes of what's left over here, and we've got elite expensive colleges still mandating the vaccine, and the students, of course, have had enough. I guess they're not going to go there. I want to see these students drop out of all these expensive colleges and forget about spending all this big money and getting yourself into debt on student loan. But the big thing is, first off, you have to acknowledge what history has shown us. You have to acknowledge, as far as censorship goes, if you choose to believe a lie and trust your government versus God, you're going to pay a worse price. You could even pay with your life, as many have. You have to, first off, acknowledge the fact that we have been infiltrated by a bioweapon. It was manufactured right here in the United States and sent to China to let them finish culturing it through gain-of-function research. And if you don't acknowledge that first, you can't get rid of and chuck the cognitive dissonance. The second thing you need to acknowledge is it is an effort to depopulate the world. And this is one thing that a lot of people can't wrap their head around, and they're still in denial no matter what happens. People dropping dead around them. Yeah. And they can't get, those two things have to happen before you can actually get right with the Lord. You got to take government out of the driver's seat in your life, folks. That's the way it is. We'll be talking to Martin Meyer, president of the Christian Action Network, about an America without God after the break. A little enlightenment coming your way here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.